Well, what the hell has happened in South Australia? As we mentioned yesterday, the shining star in the whole COVID-19 debacle. And now the place has gone into lockdown. People don't know whether they're coming or going. The rules keep changing day by minute by minute, let alone day by day, minute by minute. And what does this mean for tourism? Now, as we start to think about travelling around Australia or within Australia, because the school holidays are coming up. Quinton Long, the founder of Australian Traveller magazine, australiantraveller.com, is with me now. Mate, you must be shaking your head. Good morning.
Oh, morning. Like, I'm trying not to despair because I think this won't be too bad. I think that we're going to see it nipped in the bud and people will be able to go about their normal lives, hopefully in about 8 days' time. So, it's easy to hang your head and go, oh, my God, it's just happening all again, and it's going to be, you know, that it is easy to do that, and I understand that, but I'm trying my best not to because I don't think that's going to help, and I'm trying to remain positive because I think the South Australians have done a good job so far.
I was reading an article online yesterday, Quinton, about the number of Australian travel agencies, large and small, that are right on the brink, that they've been like retail stores, like a fruit and veggie store, that's been open with no fruit and veggies on the shelf. That was one analogy that was given to me. We're talking thousands of Australian travel agencies that are about to close their doors. What's your information here?
So the travel agency businesses have all been massively impacted.
Travel agencies having to close their doors. How dire is this?
It's pretty bad. You know, you just have to look at what happened with Flight Centre. They've closed more than half of their stores, and this is probably the leading light in travel agencies in Australia. I know that a lot of travel agents have been wanting to close their doors or maybe mothball the operation, so just put it into hibernation and come back when times get better. But they haven't. They've been working for free, actually costing them money, just trying to help get their clients their money back. So at the start of the crisis, $10 billion in travel was owed to Australian travellers through travel agents. And so they've been working their butts off to get that money back to Australians. Remember, they don't make a cent in refunding people's money. It actually costs them because they've got to call overseas, they've got to keep the doors open, they've got to pay people, they've got to pay rent, all that sort of stuff. They've got that down to about $3 billion that's left to transact, to refund. And to put that in perspective, Luke, the government in its federal budget gave a massive cash splash to 60-plus 65-year-olds.
Yes.
And that cost them, they got $500 each. That cost them $2 billion. So here's $3 billion that could be given back to Australians without causing anybody, you know, the government anywhere near the same amount of money if they could get the travel agents to refund it. And it's not the travel agents that are slowing it down. They're working for free. It's because you have to go get it from the airlines, you have to go get it from the tour operators, and you have to consolidate it and then give it back. It is very, very difficult.
What about the thousands of Australians who paid deposits, like I did, in February this year? We were lucky. We were able to get a refund on our accommodation. It was an Airbnb in Indonesia and Bali. But we couldn't get our airfares back from Garuda. We've been given a credit, but we don't know when we'll be able to use that credit and when's that credit likely to be to run out. What do you say to the thousands of Australians who still haven't got their deposits back?
Yeah, look, it's a really difficult situation for everybody. It's tough, you know. The terms and conditions, though, do say that they don't even have to, depending on the circumstances, and this is the way it works. If the flight went and you didn't get on it, that's your fault. And as far as the airline's concerned, their legal right is to say you've done your done.
But we couldn't get back.
That's not their problem. If the flight was going, that's not their problem. Mm. And so that's what their legal right is. But what most airlines have done is really worked to make sure that they could then give you a credit, which is beyond what they're actually obliged to do by law.
That is Quinton Long. Quinton Long is the founder and the editor of Aussie Travel magazine, aussietraveller.com. You can contact him if you want to let Quinton know what your thoughts are. You can do it through our email, nightshift@triplem.com.au. I'll let you go, Quinton. That cough of yours is, I can feel it in your throat. It's about to come back. I thank you for getting up early and talking to us this morning. I had a really interesting conversation with a travel agent from Brisbane earlier today, and his call will be on our podcast today. he was a really nice bloke, and gee, my heart's pumping for him. It was such a sad story. His name is Dave. Dave runs a travel agency in Brisbane. He's now running it on his own because he had to let his staff go. He thought that he could survive by selling Queensland to Queenslanders because he can't sell anything else and you can't leave the country. And he's struggling. He prints T-shirts at night. That's when he rang me. He gets home and has 2 hours sleep, and then he goes back and he tries to run his travel agency, and he's on the brink. He doesn't know how long he'll last. That caller from Dave, you can hear in our entirety on our podcast today. It's a really moving story, and he seems like a really nice bloke. I wish there was more I could do for him. So here you have it, thousands of travel agents about to close their doors. The analogy is it's like a fruit and veggie store that's allowed to open, but they have no fruit and veggies on the shelves. It's really, really sad. Just more people who are affected by this COVID-19. And just bear a thought for our brothers and sisters in Adelaide in South Australia today who have woken up on a very, very bleak Thursday, November 19, complete shutdown. And the panic buying that's going on, as we've talked about earlier, just incredible. It beggars belief, doesn't it? Beggars belief. Most shops are closed in South Australia from midnight last night. The South Australian Police Commissioner has warned people not to panic buy. Well, you can tell people until the cows come home. And the more you tell people not to do something, some people, they see that as a red flag and off they'll go and do it. And as a result, a lot of these stores in Adelaide are empty. And yet the warehouses are full of toilet paper and food and fruit and veggies and hand sanitizer and the rest of it. But the shelves are empty today because of idiots. Because of idiots. 133353 is the telephone number. You're listening to The Night Shift around Australia.